Representative Andy Jorgensen says he was surprised to learn that the Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry rules don't require offenders to report their email addresses or personal websites. New Jersey, along with Nevada and Florida, already allow parole officers to install monitoring equipment on offenders' computers and restrict their internet use to educational and employment purposes. And this week, New Jersey passed a law similar to the one Jorgensen hopes to pass that restricts paroled sex offenders from surfing the web. But it only targets those offenders who used the internet to lure the victims they were convicted of sexually assaulting. Jorgensen says his bill would affect all sex offenders on the state registry.
What happens when a sex offender is limited to where he can go or she can go, and they have to stay home? Well, they're on the internet oftentimes. And what we have to do is understand that that's the situation. We need to have this very, very crucial information, email addresses and websites, so we can do a better job in tracking these people.
Wisconsin Department of Corrections spokesman John Dipko says parole agents here already routinely impose internet restriction rules on their clients. Jorgensen says his bill would exempt computer use necessary for an offender's work or school. The bill may face close scrutiny from Representative Marlon Schneider, the legislature's most adamant defender of privacy rights. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.